This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond, Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
We're going to kick off today's Aesthetica with a fabulous interview. I believe it's his very first Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's really great to welcome to the studio at Joy 94.9, Milton Jones from the United Kingdom.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Adjusting slowly. I'm almost on normal time.
Almost on normal time?
Keep falling asleep for no reason, so no offence. Suddenly.
So if you're not off in the studio, we'll blame jet lag.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've nearly been here a week. A week tomorrow. I've no excuse, really.
So, Milton, if I can just let everybody know, you're a winner of the Sony Silver Award for Best Radio Comedy, a winner of the Chortle Best Headliner Award, and a winner of Time Out Beat Magazine, Comedy Performer Award for Australian, for the Australian premiere. And you're very famous and have been called the Radio Punchline King. Is that correct?
Well, lots of people have called me all sorts of things, to be honest. But that is one of them, yes. Yes, I mean, awards are nice to have. I suppose it's like if you're an academic, you've got letters after your name. But kind of comedians, awards are kind of things that go on posters that make people think, oh, well, he must be sort of qualified if someone else thinks he's good. So they're useful to have. But I kind of like the quote that says, awards are given so that the media know who they like. And there's a little bit of element of that, of kind of, there are a lot of awards in comedy. But I'm grateful to have won some.
So tell me, you're very famous for your bright shirts.
It's funny you should say that, you know, because I was just down at Flinders Road and there's a retro shop down there that I just bought two. Oh. I know this isn't
right. Are we going to see them through the festival?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just tell you, they look fantastic.
They are bright, that's
they
for sure.
Are they very are bright. Bright. They are bright. And they look great, Milton.
It's not often you see purple, blue, orange, yellow and...
And that's fluoro orange. That's like... That's fluoro.
That's very bright. Now, I had the opportunity to see a couple of the YouTube clips, and you are really an amazing person at these one-liners.
Well, thank you very much. I think originally I was so terrified to be on stage. I needed to get to the joke as quickly as possible. So if you do that, you end up with lots of one-liners. So that's why I started it, which is useful when I do short slots on television because I get to the joke straight away. An hour and a half show is a lot of writing because a lot of 10 seconds is all stuck together.
Yeah, it would be too. So it would be very, the show is commencing this week.
Thursday,
8:15. The 27th of March.
Yes.
And I'll tell everybody where you're performing in just in a few moments. Now, you're also a star of Mock the Week that's been seen here in Australia on ABC2.
Yes, I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's supposedly a news program, but I think the joke is that students find out what's in the news by watching the program. And basically it's seven comedians trying to get a word in to top each other about topical stories. And it's quite hard work because it records for 3 hours for a half-hour show. And it's quite easy to zone out for 10 minutes and think, oh, I've done enough, and then realise, what if this is the 10 minutes they use? So, you know, it's like an exam where you're constantly being asked questions, but you've got to be funny about it. And that's the hard thing. And so much of it just ends up on the cutting room floor, unfortunately.
Mm. I did see a couple of YouTube clips from it in preparation for talking to you today. And, I really enjoyed those. Now, tell me... First time in Melbourne. Your first comedy festival here. Have you been here before?
I've only been to Sydney before. I've never been to Melbourne in my life, let alone the comedy festival, and I'm enjoying it so far. Sydney, I was in 9 years ago.
Right.
For a smaller festival. I know a little bit about Australia, not very much, but it was 9 years ago, so it might all have changed since
probably, then. Yeah. Probably all changed.
Probably has. And I mean, you know, it's... I mean, it's a festival that lasts for several weeks here. Mm. It's a great festival. We've got some amazing comedians in town, both international as well as our national comedian or Australian comedians. And I think what it is, it's such a big festival that, and it attracts so much. And, you know, Melbourne really gets behind it. You'll see that. It's really, really super busy.
Cool.
And lots of people out and about to certainly witness the comedy.
It certainly has a good name back in the UK. You know, the British comics come back and say, oh, you must go to Melbourne if you get the chance. So here I am.
Here you are. That's really great. So tell me, it's an hour show?
An hour show, yes. It's at 8:15 on most days except Sunday, which is 7:15, I believe. So.
Yes, I'm just looking for you. That's correct. Now, it's on at the Melbourne Town Hall, so you're at the, you know, the pinnacle of the comedy festival.
That's right.
Down in the supper room there. And it's 8:15, Sundays at 7:15. So you've got an early start on a Sunday.
I must remember what day it is. That's
key you'll have to set the clock. So what else have you been doing in the UK before coming to Melbourne?
I just finished a radio series. I've done radio over the years, a comedy programme, and it was called Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones. I've got a... I'm working on a script for a TV thing. What else am I doing? I've got a big tour next year. So I had a big tour last year. So I've got to write an hour show in between. So that I'm really trying to get on with because I say if I don't catch up with my homework, it'll catch me out when I get to the show and, you know, I'll have nothing to say.
And... I dare say that is the case of the preparation, isn't it? Before doing a tour or even doing any show, you've really got to have it all down pat. Because I read with interest in our Sunday Age here, which is our Melbourne newspaper, that often comedians have to battle with the hecklers as well. Mm. It was a really interesting article. I don't know whether you had the chance to read it.
I didn't see that one, no.
But I was reading it early this morning, and I dare say, do you? It is a situation that you've got to be aware of just in case something...
Sure. No, absolutely. And hecklers can either make or break a show in a way, because if you deal with it successfully, everyone sort of rallies behind you and shouts hooray. But especially when you're starting off, it's the single biggest thing you're scared of. Mm. Because you might have learnt your script, but if someone interrupts you...
It's all gone, isn't it?
Well, you go blank for a start.
Okay.
And also, the worst thing you can do is ignore it, because everyone in the room knows, well, what's he going to do about this? And I find usually the best way is to engage the person in conversation because they've spent 10 minutes thinking, what are they going to shout? And now as soon as, you know, you engage them in conversation, everything is level and they usually lose their nerve.
Mm.
So it's getting enough experience to stay calm and just talk to them. Because I think, you know, if someone shouts something out, it might not be aggressive. They might have said, what did you say? Or what about the thing you started and didn't finish? And actually, you don't need to be too aggressive back.
Hmm.
And, you know, people appreciate that, I think. I think the thing that makes it different from television or radio is that it is interactive.
Hmm.
And people like that. And that's the point of going to a show.
Hmm.
You know, that something might happen that didn't happen anywhere else at any other time and you were there and it happened to your friend.
Yeah.
And that's the point of going to live comedy.
And I think too, sometimes with comedians, often they're in what I would call intimate performance areas where there are smaller venues.
Especially with the comedy festival where every space in Melbourne is taken up.
Yeah.
You might find yourself, well, I think the supper club's a pretty good space, so I think you'll be fine there.
Yeah.
And just very quickly, you've also written a biographical novel, Where Do Comedians Go When They Die?
Yes, I have. I kind of got to the stage of my career where I'd be going quite a long time and I thought, I kind of like to write down what it's like to do this for a living. Not kind of a big expose of all the people I know or anything, but the sort of thing that people would read if they wanted to get started and what it's actually like, you know, driving for miles and miles, having a rotten sandwich, having a difficult gig and driving all the way home. And that is what it's mostly like at the beginning of your career.
Mm. Yeah.
And then gradually things begin to move if you keep going.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that's, and it's also probably great to have those different facets, you know, radio.
Absolutely, yeah.
Live gigs,
yeah.
And also with stand-up and also doing books as well there. It just gives you that diversity as well.
Absolutely.
Which is really great. I think do yourself a favour, pop along to see Milton Jones. He's on at the Supper Club at the Melbourne Town Hall as part of the 2014 Melbourne International Comedy Festival from March 27 through to 20 April. And it'll be really great. It's 8:15. Tickets are available at all the W's at comedyfestival.com.au. Milton, I'd really like to, A, welcome you to Melbourne.
Thank you.
B, hope you have a really successful and fantastic festival.
Thank you.
And I will probably be popping along to see one of the shows.
Excellent.
And I really thank your time for popping into the studio today and talking to us here on Aesthetica.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.